which is a way to gather a lot of our social media projects that we're currently involved in, and to introduce new projects that we'd like to do. So initially, when we started with social media in 2009, we did little pilot projects. I think there was a lot of fear of what could happen with social media. A lot of people weren't experienced with it, didn't know what would happen. So we tried these little social media pilots, and they wound up being very successful. And we did lessons learned from those and developed actual programs around social media. So we were developing our presence on social media platforms such as Facebook, Flickr, Twitter, and we've expanded that now into new platforms like Foursquare. We're working with HistoryPin. We're on Tumblr and a number of other venues. But the Citizen Archivist dashboard that we're now developing is gathering up a lot of those projects so that anyone who is interested in really working with the archives, this isn't just viewing our documents or, you know, interested in chatting about our records, but actually looking at the records and working with us to tag those records in our online catalog, to transcribe the handwritten documents so that they're more findable online. What's great about social media tools is they help government to really interact with the public in such a way that government becomes of, by, and for the people. This is the first time that I've really felt that we have been able to work really directly with people online with a very low barrier to working with us. It's very easy to work in our catalog with our transcription tools that we'll be producing here in December for the public to work with. And it's an exciting project to work on.
So wouldn't this mean then changes in policymaking and rulemaking? I mean, wouldn't that mean that tweets and other social media outlets would have to be recorded and kept track of and and saved for all history?
Right. Well, that's a good question. And the chief records officer for the government resides in our agency. The CRO is Paul Wester. He and his group have already issued guidance on records management for social media back in October of 2010, and they continued to grapple, you know, with the issues of ever-changing technology. But essentially, the content is what decides whether or not a record is a permanent record. And so therefore, you know, that kind of content is all over the place. And the main point is to consider the records management issues at the top of your social media projects if you're a federal agency. And so we do that here at the National Archives. Every one of our social media projects at the beginning, we fill out a brief form that kind of says what the project is and what we're going to do and the considerations for records management for this particular project. So thinking about how you're going to save these records up at the front of the project before anything is tweeted, before any blog posts are made, is kind of key to making sure that we save these records for posterity.
We are talking with Pamela Wright. She is the Chief Digital Access Strategist at National Archives and Records Administration. So then you're taking an active role. NARA is taking an active role in this and to ensure that everything is done on the up and up and at the same time as efficiently as possible so that the social media can be baked into what it is agencies do and how they communicate. Is that correct?
That's true. That's absolutely right. And we also are using it ourselves from our own agency to ensure that we provide the best access that we can to the records of the federal government. So we're both ensuring that as the records are being created, there are schedules and records management considerations at the top, and as they come into the National Archives and then we provide access to those, we also use social media to provide the best access we can.
And you've got those big new plans for use of your own social media too, right?
That's right, and that's the Citizen Archivist dashboard. And so many of the records, we have 10 billion pages of records at the National Archives, and we're working to digitize those and get them online. And the Citizen Archivist dashboard is a call to work with us on the digitization and the description, the tagging, the transcription of those records for the public online. 10 billion pages of textual records at the National Archives.
So do you have to have more people or just more time to be able to handle all of that?
We have a multifaceted approach as far as thinking about the digitization of those records and getting those available online. Because, you know, in this century, in the 21st century, if records aren't online, if people can't find the information online, it really is invisible. It doesn't exist to people. And so part of my goal is to work on describing those records and getting them up online and getting them in front of the public and where they are online, which often uses social media tools to do. We currently have a Wikipedian in residence. This is a person who has worked on Wikipedia, and he is a student on our staff and is working to combine the records from the National Archives to get them out on Wikipedia and the Wikimedia Foundation's projects, Wikisource and Wikipedia, so that it provides more access to the public. So he is a part-time student who has been working with us for just a few months, and already 90,000 of the records that are in our catalog are available now via Wikipedia. And we found that that's an incredibly efficient and effective way to get our records out in front of the public. I know my 16-year-old daughter, when she's looking for information about American history, she doesn't come to archives.gov. She, like many of her peers, goes to Wikipedia. And so we went to where people are going, and it's very exciting to be able to have our documents there in Wikipedia for people to look at.
Now, is that one of the things that you're doing, is sort of appealing to younger people, skewing a bit younger because they're the ones who are going to be using the archives more?
Yeah, I think we are, and I think they're more comfortable in social media, and that's the next generation, so we need to be looking there. We're very good at the last generation, how they do research, how they come to us in person, in letters, online. We have that down. Those processes are great. What we're really needing to look at is how do we go moving forward with people that have lived and breathed social media all of their lives now, and how do we work with them to make it relevant and interesting to them. And I just want to let you know, too, we get about 3 million visits to the NARA, National Archives, facilities around the country a year, 3 million total. On our archives.gov and Presidential Library websites, we get about 33 million. The social media content that we do on Flickr, Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare, and other places looks like it's about 22 million right now. And then Wikipedia just blows all of this out of the water. They get something like 12 million visits a day. And so by working with other platforms that get people attracted to them, including especially Facebook and Wikipedia, we're really able to extend our reach efficiently and leverage work that's been done over the past years, putting it out there and making it valuable again to the American public.
It's really a whole different way of doing it for you, isn't it?
It is. It's a completely different way of doing it. And I see us just extending that further. And it's inexpensive. I mean, these are very tough times for all agencies. We're all tightening our belts. And the costs on the social media projects are so low compared to traditional IT projects that they're very valuable.